Hello, listeners. PG here with another preview of our Patreon-exclusive bonus after show, where we continue the conversation in a more casual roundtable format. Jared Butler joins us to share more insights on how Neotropolis works. We talk about the brilliance of a costume requirement, especially for a long-form immersive experience. We also get slightly philosophical about the pros and cons of deeply immersive events like Neotropolis and Wasteland Weekend, and the difficulties and solutions to forming adult friendships. In this clip, I talk about some of the escape room-esque features of Neotropolis, and Jared tells us about how the bars work. He also shares his dreams for the future of the event. Even the little details, like we were looking at the kind of graffiti flyers that were papering the walls, and all of those were different. There's even things that felt escape roomy. You would see like graffiti, call this number for a good time, you know, and then of course there is a payphone somewhere in Mega Block 1. So me, seasoned escape room player that I am, of course I'm going to go call this number, you know, and it does lead you down a path. And I think eventually on the other side, you find a secret bar. And like, what do I like better than being rewarded for solving a puzzle, for solving this mystery, and you get to find a secret bar? Like, this was blowing my mind. Which, speaking of which, Jared, can you talk to us a little bit about how the bars work at these events?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question, because it relates to the sort of theme side and the logistical side and permit side. First, I will say that we have active teetotaler groups in both communities for Neo and for Wasteland. Yes, it is absolutely a big drinking culture out there. There are bars and everything, but you don't have to drink. And the way it works is that we are a BYOB event. You can bring booze in. That is part of the event. There are factions that have private bars. That is for their friends and campmates. We have one public bar, which is the Atomic Cafe. It's called the same at both events. But the way that works is everyone who comes out to the event is encouraged to bring something to donate. Doesn't have to be booze. It can be mixers, can be soda, whatever. Bring a couple of bottles of something and you donate it at the command center for the bar. And we have a community bar where the bartenders then take the donated booze and mixers and make cocktails for you all weekend long that you don't have to pay for because it's still BYOB. There is no alcohol sales on site. And so we avoid some of that headache. At the same time, it is one of the reasons why we don't make a lot of money. When you think about venues, what's the thing they can make the most money off of? Alcohol sales. You know, we don't make anything off of any of the food or drink sales at the event. We charge a very low fee to vendors. But at the same time, it's part of our culture. And yeah, some of the hidden bars, and not all of them even have booze and everything. Some of like that's all really cool. Per health department regulations, you can't just give out food and drink to the public. So it is people doing that for their friends and whatnot. But you were talking about finding like a clue on the wall. One of my dreams for a future iteration of Neotropolis would be that we have an extra level to the event, which all involves augmented reality. The only barrier to that right now, the technology's been there for a long time. The barrier to that is that the wearables are expensive. So a pair of AR glasses, if those could come down in price to the point where I could say, hey, you're buying a ticket to Neotropolis. Do you want to pay an extra $50 for the AR experience and you get to keep the glasses, right? You'd come in, you'd get your AR glasses, and then everything would still be the same, except there'd be this whole other level of AR gameplay and clues and adventuring and secret storylines and animations. That would be really something cool to do. In the meantime, I would suggest that people might want to bring just one of those cheap little UV flashlights. Don't use it in your hotel room, but if you use it around Neotropolis, you might find some secret information because we want to start doing some stuff like that too.
Well, the escape room community has no shortage of UV flashlights.
We're prepared.
I will say, I think we are going to sell cups this year at the Atomic Cafe, though. While they last, we'll have some cheap souvenir cups that people can buy in case they forgot theirs.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by becoming a patron today at patreon.com/roomescapeartist and access our library of over 60 bonus aftershows.